welcome to episode number 15 of the Low Carb Universe Show. I am here today with Bitte and her eyebrows.
More like the eyebrows featuring Bitte. I went to the hairdresser yesterday and I told her, can you please put some color in my eyebrows? Please. And she did. They are noticeable.
Well, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's good. Because I can never see them. Otherwise, I'm ginger. I'm fair-skinned. So I got red lashes and red eyebrows. And I look sick. When I it's not about changing them in any way. It's just showing them, making them alive.
Making sure that they're there.
Yeah.
Anyway, as a beautiful lead-in, we are today going to talk about self-love.
Yeah.
And Bitte's eyebrows are part of that, of course. And also, you know, how and why that is important for health. And also what self-love means to us and to you. And we are super excited to hear and read your comments and everything.
Absolutely.
About all things self-love and all ideas. And we're going to get really cozy up in here and talk about all this stuff now.
Yeah.
So, Bitte, why do you think self-love is good for health?
To be able to take care of yourself, you need to see that you have a value, a personal value. Yep. Because if you think you're like blah, then you don't have the intention of making anything good for yourself.
That's a really nice answer.
I know. I think it's a shortest podcast because I.
Okay, thank you and goodbye.
No, but I think so. It's very crucial to, because if we don't see any value in ourselves and if we don't like ourselves, we don't want to do anything special or good for us.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I also think it fuels. If you appreciate yourself and show yourself regularly that you appreciate yourself through these things that we'll go through a little bit later, I also think that health becomes a priority for you, because without health, you have nothing.
Exactly.
Then you can sit there and love yourself as much as you want, but
and I can tell, because since there are like 17 years between us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can say that when I was in the 20s or in the early 30s, I had such bad self-confidence.
Yeah.
And I did everything I could to please others.
Oh,
and
my God,
you know, and it was the road to the wrong way, totally
to
wrong
destruction.
Way. To destruction. Yes. And it actually,
I know.
I ran into that famous wall. So, okay. Yeah. And it is like that when you get to your 40th birthday or ish, it's like, okay, I'm quite all right.
Yeah.
There's no big problems or faults or something crazy about me, just a little. And then when you turn 50, it's like, I'm super awesome.
I'm superwoman.
Yeah. And some people say that, okay, when you get older, you accept and tolerate the faults with yourself.
Is it really like that, though?
But we don't have any faults.
So there's nothing to accept.
There's nothing to accept.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Okay. So that's my philosophy of life. And stuff.
Life according to Bitte and her eyebrows.
Yes.
Actually, that I think humor is a great part of self-love. To be able to laugh at yourself and to be able to laugh with other people. Not at other people, because that's mean, but at yourself, because we all do silly things.
Yes. We can take us. Two of us.
Yes.
What are we doing? Okay, we said, okay, let's arrange an international event. Yeah. Piece of cake. Because, as you know, Pippi Longstocking?
Yes.
She says when there's something she's never done before, she says, I'm sure I'm good at it because I've never done it before.
Exactly.
It was a bit like that.
It was really with that attitude that we went into this.
Yeah. And
yeah,
and you
true.
Need to be relaxed and have and be so secure in yourself that you cannot allow yourself to do mistakes.
Absolutely.
And do silly things.
Yep.
And
we do them all the time, every day.
Every day.
We should make a podcast every day and record the silly stuff that we've done that day.
Yeah.
People would, I think we would be, have a lot higher ratings than we have right now because people would laugh.
I think so. And the misunderstandings and you write something and I just like, well, I can't understand what you mean. And then you explain and I like, okay, how stupid am I? Or, and vice versa, I hope.
Yes, definitely. And yeah. Also, you know, things like running a company that we quite weren't maybe so prepared for, like economical reports and stuff like that.
Yeah. And we had
and I don't understand anything. It's completely over my head. And I'm like, whew, I just hope that Bita has any sort of...
Yeah, I'm so...
Trusting other people is another one, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. That's one thing. You can make... I can say that. I dropped something now that I was going to say, and I'm not ashamed of it. Okay. I stand for my mistakes.
That's great. No, but self-confidence and self-esteem are very important in order to be able to show self-love at all, I think.
Exactly.
Because you need to do a couple of silly things in order to find out what feels good for you and what makes you feel better in your life.
Yeah. And I think that if we didn't have a base, we didn't have a base where we sort of kind of liked us, ourselves, we wouldn't dare taking the step. Starting.
Oh, no, of course not.
Never.
What are some things that are self-love to you? Like, what do you do to show yourself appreciation?
Oh, I do a lot, I think. I am not ashamed of relaxing.
Good.
I think that is very important.
It is.
I do take care of myself. I'm in a period now where I do yoga every day.
Yep.
And I do my hair and everything like that. And I also, and this is very important, I can go to the grocery store in full makeup and look astonishing and marvelous. And I can go there in my training gear and with no makeup on. And like yesterday when I came from the hairdresser with my eyebrows, no ashamed at all.
No, it's true.
Yeah. And for you?
Well, we do share the passion for yoga at the moment. Yeah. Mm. So yoga hashtag every damn day. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing because it helps me handle stress. It helps me relax. It also makes me stronger, which is fun to follow the progress. Yes, look at them guns. Gun show over here.
The biceps.
Yep. That and also other forms of movement, whatever I feel like. You know, if it is a dance party in my living room or if I go out for a long walk or, you know, something like that, that's a big thing about self-love for me. And then also making sure that I take as good care of my health, of course, as possible because I have to. And included in that is, of course, eating the right food and the right nutrients for me. Mm. For me, it's not a treat to eat the wrong things, or not the wrong things, but you know, a cake or a pizza or something. That's not a treat for me. That is a punishment.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah, I get sick.
So that is definitely not self-love. That is probably self-hatred.
Yes, it is.
It's so interesting how that view has flipped completely.
Yeah.
Like from when I was high-carbing through life. It's also about supplements, of course, because I take supplements that help me in my health.
Yeah.
What else? surrounding myself with beautiful things, because I am a, now we're going to go a little woo woo, but I am a Libra and I do like to have like aesthetically pleasing things around me. So things, for example, buying myself fresh flowers, not waiting for my husband to do it, but yeah, doing it for myself, because, hey, you know what? Flowers are really expensive in this country, like everything else, but I'm really worth it. And it makes me feel so much better when I see that, you know, beautiful a bouquet on my kitchen table.
I do the same.
Yeah.
Actually, I buy white lilies every week.
Oh, great.
And I have them in the hall. Yeah. So when they smell just like so wonderful. So yeah, when you enter in our house, you get this.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And great. So if I burnt the bacon or something, they won't notice. It's so smart.
At least they won't smell it first up. That's great. For me, a big thing is making an effort for myself. Hmm. So, you know, making sure that I maybe dress up every once in a while. Yeah. Maybe even if it is at home, I put on a pair of high heels because I just, you know, yeah, it's just, it gives me a confidence boost. Exactly. That I sometimes need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And taking care of my hair every once in a while.
Yeah.
Putting on some makeup just because it's a nicer greeting in the mirror in a way.
And it does exactly for yourself.
Yeah. It shouldn't be, but I have to accept that it is.
Yeah. I don't think one shouldn't be ashamed of putting makeup on.
No.
But it depends on maybe why. If it's like you have to do it to be able to show yourself.
That's the wrong reason.
Then it's the wrong reason, I think. And you probably feel quite awful inside. But yeah, it's just to point out make it more visible how wonderful you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it does, as you say, it gives a boost from the inside.
Yeah.
Putting the makeup really on, or the nice dresses, or the high heels. High heels, it's power and power.
It is. It is.
So, yeah, if you can manage to walk in them.
But even if you like sit or sometimes.
Sitting shoes.
Sometimes I wear sitting shoes when I work. Mm. Big confession, because it's just that confidence boost of going like, ha. You know, power heels on, it just lifts me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that is, might be slightly crazy, but I'm not ashamed of it.
No, I can think of several more worse things to do. Yeah. You could beat small puppies or...
No.
That's awful. Having high heels at home, awful. Not awful.
No, and that goes on the not awful list.
I wish, and I'm trying to, because I have two daughters, one 16 and one is 26. And I try to make them understand that this period of bad self-esteem that many has in their younger years and up to older years, like I had, it's so unnecessary, because the hang-ups you have as a youngster, you, as I said earlier, you realize that they were like just silly things, not worth even mentioning. So I would love if there was a way to tell all young people that relax.
Yeah.
But I think it doesn't help because...
Because they have to go through it themselves.
Yes.
But, they have to experience it themselves.
At least if you could help them to ease it or shorten the period of the years.
And also realize that for most, the very most people, like, I don't think I know anyone who genuinely has 100% self-confidence and self-love and all this stuff at all times.
No.
It goes a little bit in waves for... the absolute majority of 99.9% of people, there are those few that are like, yes, I am awesome at all times. But I think most of those are actually a show.
Yeah. Some days, nah.
Yeah, it's just not. No.
Nah.
Yeah.
But they are few.
Yes.
And I, although I actually, I love myself and I appreciate myself and I feel more good looking now than I ever done, but I have complex. But it doesn't, it's like my behind. That's my...
Really?
Yeah, because why? I had a birthmark on my cheek when I was born, and it started to grow when I got older. So when I was 18, they took like a 15 square centimeter piece of skin out of one of my cheeks.
Yeah.
And when you're young, sometimes your skin doesn't do
quite
well
together. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have like a Frankenstein scar, you know, straight line with on one of my cheeks. So that's I think like this, it doesn't matter because I'm not going in the nude anywhere. No one can see it.
No.
No, so I it's like a complex that I don't suffer from.
No. Well, we all have complexes.
Yeah.
Even the most self-secure and self-loving and self-fulfilling people.
And the most beautiful people.
Yes. Yes. They also have complexes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have to realize that when they have great expectations, they are the actors and actresses, and they should look like beautiful every single second of the day. But they are so pampered and everyone know that photoshopped and edited and
that and I think that kind of those expectations come with so much pressure.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're actually the ones that are, you know, maybe not as connected to themselves and stuff like that. I don't think they're doing that well mentally or emotionally.
No.
I think also self-love is a lot of giving yourself time for different things, like hobbies, for example.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get yourself in that working bubble and just, yes, I have to work because this is creating something and this is blah, 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 and possibly even making money and all this stuff. And it becomes this like really a bit of an obsession because you're trying to, especially as an entrepreneur, you're trying to drive something forward.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to remember to balance it with stuff that you love, like hobbies and, for example, yoga or you know, I recently, you know what I tried? I know you've also been into this before, and I have too. But actually, there is a calligraphy course for the iPad.
For the iPad?
Yes.
So how do you do it? Do you like have this Apple pen?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got that one. Oh, I would love that.
We'll have to try it out in Mallorca next time.
Yeah, we have to do. Yeah. And talking about Mallorca and talking about self-love, the last night at our events.
We embrace it.
Embrace your self-love, your vanity, look the best you want in whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that
you feel you can whatever come, you feel the best in. Yeah.
Exactly. And if that is a bling bling dress or smoking, but you're welcome if you want to come in jeans and t-shirt. So it's so exciting to see
the variety
because for the first November, the first LCU 17, some people came in shorts for dinner last night, dinner, and you had like a blue glitter dress, and I had a silver glittery dress,
like a long gown.
But it doesn't matter.
It didn't matter because they felt comfortable and at ease with themselves, and we felt super comfortable, and we had so much fun, and they had so much fun, and it was just a fantastic, great celebration of self-love.
Yeah. The whole week is.
The whole week is, but we, especially then.
We peaked.
Yes. So we can't wait to have you join us to show yourself a little self-love.
Yeah.
Next, in November.
Yeah, half a month. Year.
Thank God not.
Oh, no. But we got something else coming up.
We do.
Yeah.
Because we're going to London.
London.
We're going to meet in London.
Yes. For the public health collaboration?
Yeah, conference. The conference.
Yes, because some of those people attending are lecturing.
Yeah.
Our speakers at Low Carb Universe 18. Yeah. So we want to meet up and...
And it's really good for networking and also checking what new knowledge is out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe do some findings and find some new exciting people, because we also want those big names, of course, but we also want to find those small pearls that no one that been hitting. We want to lift
on
papers.
We really want to
and find them and present them in Mallorca. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely. But I'm looking forward to a great couple of days in London and catching up with old friends, making new friends, and learning about new things within the low-carb health world.
Anyone listening going there? Please write
Let us know. Because that'd be awesome.
Take care.
You too. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.